This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
So they feel like they're flattening it out, just to give the other side of it.
I totally agree. It is that. It is a stark political calculation, right. But it comes down to the humanity. Right. You know, does a child with a pre-existing condition, does that child get all the medical care that child needs? You know, these are hard questions, and I think Lindsey Graham is right. The universal health care is socialism. You can't get away from it. That's what it is. It's the state paying for the individual's needs. It is socialism, and he's proposing federalism, but people now have to, what does that, melt that right. down and say, what does that really mean? Does that mean little Johnny doesn't have care some rich guy does get care? The rich will live in the pool. I am very worried that President Trump will expend the goodwill he has earned on those other areas as the compassionate consoler-in-chief and the confronter of North Korea. I think that if he does get what he wants right. with this repeal of Obamacare, he could have right. some of that popularity eroded.
But of course, Geraldo, as you know, if the Senate decides no, then it's going to implode and that's going to be a big mess.
Right.
That is a topic for another day.
Right. No, anyway. That's also true, Steve.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
and don't forget about Puerto Rico. We won't. Thanks, Geraldo.
Meanwhile, straight ahead on this Friday.
Fox and Friends and little Geraldo, talking about the healthcare situation. Part of the problem that we have is the horses are out of the barn, and in terms of, the kids already had the candy. And some of them have tasted that Obamacare and all its freebies, the way it was set up, which I believe it was intention to do that, and that was to get a number of the citizens to buy in to this socialism prospect. I mean, look what's happening. We talk about socialism anymore like it is a matter of fact. It's an acceptable deal. Bernie Sanders can come forth and say, hey, we want to go single payer. Well, single payer is, we're all going to share in everybody's health issues, regardless of how irresponsible they have been. We got to carry their weight. Now, right now, what we have decided is with pre-existing conditions, we're going to carry that. But these conditions need to be managed down the road. Otherwise, we're going to end up in dealing with some level of managed health care or rationed health care like Europe if people do not realize, kind of like what Yogi Berra said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Now, indications are that this generation, I say my generation, is a little bit more earnest in taking care of themselves. And I think that's a good thing. And with that, some of the actuary tables are being altered to say that people might live a little bit longer because they are taking better care of themselves. So that's a good thing. But we still have people who are, they're diabetics, and they're going to have their Twinkies, and that's going to happen. You get people that have irresponsible behavior. And, we're sharing in that cost, and we're going to do that right now in order to get through this process. But hopefully there is incentive down the road that rewards good behavior and good health if we're going to say, hey, we're all going to be into this together. Otherwise, you're going to be the way of Europe and Canada and rationed health care. And we're going to find out the way they have found out in the stark reality is that, you got to queue up, and they're only going to be allotted so many operations with the type of disease that you have and stand in line. And so maybe, in 5 years when it gets to be your turn, you're no more. So then you're a non-issue, and the next person down below steps up one notch. This is the dangerous part of socialized medicine. and the reality of socialized medicine. But, hey, look, it. I'm a free enterprise guy. I'm a free market guy. And I believe we need self-responsibility and freedom in our health care.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we bring on the experts to get you the facts. I mean, there's a lot about opinion that can fly around, and we say in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And this is what happens in this hurried-up culture in which we live in. I say the microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave today and yells, hurry up. That's not even moving fast enough. Dr. Jane Orient joins us. It is always great to have her on the show as she brings a professional perspective to what's happening, particularly with Graham Cassidy as it stands right now. Dr. Orient, welcome. Good to have you here with us. She is the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been in that position since 1989, currently president of Doctors for Disaster Preparedness as well. Dr. Orient, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you. I really love that microwave analogy, which applies pretty much to what Congress does.
Yeah.
And it certainly wants to keep the lid on the pot so that you can't really see what's in it.
Yep, exactly. Well, Nancy Pelosi kind of told us out front and personal during Obamacare that we had to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, we've had 7 years experiencing it, and it is one humongous nightmare. But it amazes me that even to this day, Dr. Orient, there are still too many people, I guess for the sake of the former president's legacy, as if that's more meaningful than the welfare of we the people, they're still fighting to try to hang on to this thing. And they knew on down the road, I mean, they knew during this 7 year process that this thing was a mess. And I'm talking about Obamacare.
Yeah, it was going to get worse and worse, and people were finding out gradually what was in it because a lot of it didn't go into effect until several years later. But millions of people have lost the insurance plans that they liked and have been forced to scramble to replace them with something that was inferior and much more expensive. And insurers are dropping out because they can't make money. And yet, even with Graham Cassidy, they still don't have the idea that if you try to force people to buy something that's unaffordable and that they don't want, and you're trying to dictate what kind of product can be offered to them, you're just going to have a mess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not that Graham Cassidy is the be-all and end-all, but they need to do something about Obamacare. As you say, this thing is impaling on itself, and we're running a little bit against the clock here. And so that might be part of the reason, but I think... the basic flaw, and I've maintained that healthcare shouldn't be handled, you know, by the government. This is a personal thing that needs to be handled between the physician and the patient. We need to do everything we can to liberate healthcare, not constrict it.
Absolutely. absolutely. And the government is constraining more and more the options that people have. But the bright side is that many people are beginning to see the folly of using this comprehensive third-party prepayment for their medical care, because it just makes the cost double or triple, and it decreases their options, it decreases their control over what is done for them, and they're beginning to discover that things like direct payment to physicians without having the middleman or the swamp involved is not only more economical, but it's just far better.
Yeah, we've talked with Dr. Josh Umber, who's kind of been one of the poster children, poster doctors, I should say, with all due respect, of the direct pay model. And for roughly $50 a month, you can see the doctor as often as you want. Prescriptions have already been pre-negotiated, 10 cents on the dollar that they're currently paying. I mean, there is an incredible upside. And why we are not embracing this on a grander scale is beyond me. The other thing before we get into that, and I want to come back to that for just a moment, just a real quick sidebar, because I've been asking this question, Dr. Orion, I think on the several times that you and I have talked previously, originally, remember, with Obamacare, it was 30 million people that were uninsured. We had to worry about this big donut hole, this massive group of people that just did not have health insurance. I mean, forget about the fact that they just didn't want health insurance. They didn't care to have it, but they don't have it. So the government says, hey, you need to have it, and we're going to make sure we take care of you. And so we've got to have Obamacare to heal up that 30 million. And my question all along was, whatever happened to that 30 million? How much of that 30 million did we end up insuring after everything was said and done? Well, the easy answer was some of those went to Medicare or Medicaid because that's the way it was set up. But the other day I heard the statistic that still 29 million remain without insurance. So for all the money that we spent in the last 7 years, we only moved the needle maybe a million.
Kind of hard to figure out just how many people are covered, because some people sign up and then they drop out,
right,
or they don't even have accurate statistics on the number of enrollment. And what we do not have at all is information on how much more medical care people received.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a Medicaid card in your pocket doesn't mean that you can get in to see a doctor.
Exactly. Well, my son found that out the hard way. We have a contrast of stories. On one hand, my grandson, who lives in Maui, born with a heart condition similar to what Jimmy Kimmel's celebrated son and family found themselves having to deal with, had to deal with open heart surgery. And, in that sense, thank God for the healthcare system there in Hawaii. All things were covered. Our grandson had to be transported to Oahu because the medical facilities were not sufficient enough to have him be treated in Maui. And they covered all those costs. And, it's just we're very grateful. And then in contrast, my 26-year-old son, who was in a motorcycle accident, with a broken leg, just trying to get some basic services, even for pain medication. And at one point, he was at an emergency room, and they just said, hey, we've done everything we can do for you, and they rolled him out to the curb. I mean, so in the same family, you have the yin and yang of Obamacare.
Well, or if Medicaid patients, there is one example in New Jersey that one of our doctors there tells that she broke her femur, and for 3 years, Medicaid could not get her surgery. Oh. She could not walk for 3 years. Finally, at a charity clinic, they were able to find a surgeon who would do the operation for a reasonable price that the clinic was able to raise, and the woman was able to get out of, get on her feet for the first time in 3 years.
How did she not lose her leg?
Well, I guess she just didn't lose it. It's just that she couldn't.
No, but to have it injured and carried that long, I mean, that you'd run the risk. I mean, you're the doctor. You know better than I do. I mean, what am I saying?
Well, I mean, that's just outrageous. That something that should be that basic, when they talk about basic medical care, was not available under Medicaid.
Well, when we come back,
dollars that New Jersey spends on Medicaid, and finally, it was a private surgeon working with a charity clinic that helped this woman.
Exactly. And we hear a lot of these stories. Dr. Alita Eck, who you know, her and her husband, they do, you know, local support and you know, health care. I mean, they're I think for a $15 copay is all they do. And so
they don't have any copay at all. They treat the patients for free.
For free. Unbelievable.
And Medicaid is actually referring them patients.
Well, there it is.
Because Medicaid, with all their money, cannot get care for them.
More from Dr. Orient after this.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Oh,
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're just working on it. on it, hon. You got to keep true to the cause at hand. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Jane Orion is with us. She is the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. She says that in considering Obamacare resulted in perhaps five times as many losers than winners. The best poster children for cancer are cancer victims. They face a premature, particularly nasty death who would deny someone's mother or four-year-old daughter the chance of a cure, even if the chemotherapy costs more than $100,000. Obamacare would. The people who are terrified about losing their Obamacare coverage are the very ones at the greatest risk of losing their lives if Obamacare is perpetuated. The challenge that I see here, Dr. Orient, is with healthcare on a national level, you get the full spectrum. You get winners, you get losers, you get people who benefit from it. You know, as I just gave you the example of my son and daughter, my grandson, you know, both extremes of the spectrum, one that was fully served and another one that was barely served and had to endure a lot of pain because of Obamacare.
Right. We do not want the government to redistribute wealth, and that really is the whole purpose of Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And everyone who gets something has taken it from somebody else with the intervention of the government, with a huge amount of waste in between, and with an allocation of resources that a free people would not voluntarily see. And one thing about the heart surgery is the hospital was there, the facilities exist. Mm-hmm. Under socialized medical system, these facilities begin to dry up. They're just not available at any price inside the country.
And then what happens with research and development?
Well, of course, that will get cut probably first.
Mm-hmm. So all this is one humongous nationalized compromise under a socialism type of healthcare system. And this is what people have been warning, people like yourselves, for a long time. And in some cases, as you say, because Obamacare is like, it's almost like the blob. It just creeps up on you and you don't know what it is until you're swallowed up by it.
Right. And we do have needy people. We will always have needy people. And we need to find a way to help them. But destroying the system is not going to help anybody. It's just going to make the misery equally spread around.
Yeah, exactly. And but here's the opportunity with Graham Cassidy. Does Graham Cassidy move us in the right direction, in your opinion?
It's a little bit hard to say. I think that what it does, since it does not get rid of the federal regulation of insurance, it may give a few wedges of freedom for people to say, look, this insurance is ridiculous, so I'm not going to buy it anymore, and at least the IRS is not going to punish me. It puts an incentive for more affordable products to develop and pressure for the government to allow them. It may put some sort of a lid on this hemorrhage of Medicaid spending that's bankrupting the states and the federal government, mm-hmm. and giving the states a little more room to experiment with a better way than the federal regulations now impose on them.
Exactly. Well, to your point, 6.5 million Americans last year paid $3 billion in penalties. I mean, what does that tell you in a free market system? I mean, I'm willing to pay money so that you'd leave me alone.
Right. And then, what do they get in return for that? Nothing. The only reason they choose to do it is because the alternative is worse, you know, having to pay three or four times that much for insurance that is also worthless because the deductible is so high or because it doesn't have the benefits that they need.
We talked about the direct pay model. We've had many discussions with Dr. Josh Umber, as I mentioned, who's become the poster doctor for direct pay. I've been doing direct pay for at least a dozen years myself. It just made sense. And, you know, the doctor's cash is king. And I work directly with my doctor. I don't have to worry about some middleman. We have pre-negotiated office visit rates and that sort of thing. What do you see in terms of the direct pay model?
More doctors mm-hmm. are getting off the third-party payment treadmill. Mm-hmm. Some of them are going for Josh Umber's type of model, which seems to work very well. Others are going back to the method that's worked for millennia, and mm-hmm. that is payment at the time of service.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, one of my closest friends who I grew up with is a doctor, and I found out early, and this is what put me into the direct pay type of model, was, he spends around anywhere 35-40% of his expenses has to deal with managing paperwork with the insurance companies. And this was even before we started talking about what Obamacare introduced into the doctor's world, which everybody loves, is all this documentation, that came into play. So when do doctors get to do what they need to do?
Well, it's becoming increasingly difficult. More and more of them are burning out, changing their occupation, retiring, or even committing suicide. We lose about a whole medical school class a year to suicide.
Really? Wow. I had not heard that before, Dr. Orient. That is tragic.
It is tragic. It's a disgrace, and it certainly means that medical services will be even greater short supply.
See, I've maintained, this goes back to the basic aspect of our own humanity, and that is that people cannot help but do what it is that they've been designed to do. Doctors are doctors. I mean, it's just like, we were talking about Dr. Alida Eck, and there's others who have given of themselves because that's their heart, that's their passion, and they do it. It's not about the money thing. It's about their giftings, their talents. It's what they've been designed to do. And I think if you want to make somebody terribly unhappy, take away their reason to live. And this is what's happening in the process with these doctors and why they're committing suicide, don't you think?
Well, they're being turned into data entry clerks. They're being punished for things over which they have no control at all. They're being demeaned. They're being turned into public enemy, number one, and they just feel that there's no way out.
Well, in light of this perspective and this insistence that somehow we need the government to be our daddy and be the answer of this healthcare issue. As my father has often told me as I was growing up, son, you have to use the right tool for the right job. And I have always seen that this is a glaring conflict, that using government to handle healthcare is that example of what my dad would say is the wrong tool for the job.
Well, guns and prisons and fines and harassment are not really very effective tools for getting patients treated efficiently and compassionately. Mm-hmm. And those are the only tools that the government has.
Well, that really puts it in perspective. And we saw this, particularly in the last administration, it weaponized government in such a way that I don't recall in my lifetime, Dr. Orient, seeing.
Well, it has been actually happening for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration made it far worse, but it didn't start there.
So what do we do?
We have a whole lot more to do than just repealing mm-hmm. Obamacare.
So what's your prescription, Dr. Orient? We got Graham Cassidy on the docket. The clock is running, and this is what is causing some sense of urgency for the Republicans to do something about repealing and replacing Obamacare right now.
Well, we need to replace it with freedom. Mm-hmm. And if the government and the Republicans are not willing to keep their campaign promises, then the system is going to implode. And what we need is a free market growing up from the grassroots of doctors who are just doing it. They're not waiting for their congressman. They're just doing it. They're taking back their profession. And patients are taking back control of their money and their medical care. And if we allow that to happen, if we do not smother it, then I think that we would be on our way to a much better place.
Well, I think that's already, as you say, we've got some organic development that's taking place right now that is encouraging, like the direct pay model and others. Dr. Jane Orient has been with us, Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Dr. Orient, as always, great to have you with us. Appreciate it.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here, Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from Marv in Home Alone 2?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information, you can connect with us at BillMartinezLive.com. And, you know, whatever, whether it's the 280 markets that we come to you at, Red States Talk Radio, CRN Digital Network, we're all over the place. And, of course, around the world via shortwave. Hey, with us right now, is it time, that's the question, to cut the cord? Four genius ways families can save right now. You've been hearing a lot about this, and we're honored to have tech expert Jennifer Jolly, who shares four pain-free hacks for families to cut the cord without missing out on their favorite shows, sports, and news, plus everything you need to know about T-Mobile's new Netflix on Us. I was teasing her earlier, ladies and gentlemen, because I said, Jennifer, I like that piece of jewelry you have around your neck, you know, wire cutters, you know, and she's wondering, she goes, well, what is this knucklehead trying to tell me here? What wire cutters? What am I talking about here? So it's to cut the cord. That was my, you know, it's just my male perspective on that, Jennifer. That's all.
Well, and, you know, it's just a little bit too early. I don't know. Is it 4 a.m.? Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's coming up on a decent hour, but it's yes. 4 a.m. in my brain, you know, where I am. So.
Well, I understand. Well, you're on the West Coast and, you know, dealing with that. I'm on the East Coast dodging hurricanes. And so, you know, we're all just doing our part here to keep the ball rolling. But, you know, what's facing the public today is the fact of the matter is people are are turning more to their smartphones and digital devices versus traditional TV, with this latest research telling us that they're spending over 50% of their screen time on smartphones and digital devices, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, more people than ever are watching, you know, you're binge watching your Game of Thrones on your smartphone while you're commuting to and from work, you know, on the subway or in the back of a cab, or even, you know, I take airplanes all over the place. I fly back and forth across the country about 10,000 miles a month.
Wow.
Whether they're standing in line to get on the plane, or they're in the plane, or they're waiting in the taxi line, people are watching YouTube videos, you know, streaming Stranger Things, whatever
right.
it is. It's all digital all the time.
Yeah, you just have to watch them when they're, you know, digitally watching their smartphones as they cross the street, you know.
That actually happened. I almost, you know, thank goodness, I was driving. I almost hit somebody. They were really just staring at their phone the other day. And, you know, don't stream and walk, people.
Yes.
Don't stream and drive. Don't stream and walk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to. Well, she is obviously the tech and lifestyle expert, Jennifer Jolly, has everything you need to know about why this is important. And we're talking about, in terms of this growing mobile viewing trend that is expected to double in just a couple of years. And if you're stuck paying outrageous amounts for cable, then you want to keep listening here, because Jennifer also shares four genius hacks to cut the cord. So let's jump in, Jennifer. What are four genius hacks for cutting the cord?
Well, hack number one, buy a digital HD TV antenna. I'm not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm talking $20. And a digital HD TV antenna can get you your favorite local channels and most live sports for free over-the-air HD TV. That's a thing that exists. You need this new-looking, newly functioning HD TV antenna. It's not that old wire hanger that you pull out of your closet. So that's hack number one. Buy one of those, about $20. You'll get your money back on that for it in the first month of using it. Number two, grab a smart TV streaming device like Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV, something that connects your television to the internet. Or you might already have a smart TV, but one of these streaming sticks, you don't have to run out and, again, spend thousands of dollars. These start around $40 and lets you access streaming video apps and music directly from online services. This includes your favorite cable channels, Netflix, and a Fire Stick. Like I said, it starts around $40, so you can really pick and choose the streaming services you want, and then you don't pay for all those channels that you never watch. Like, have you ever gone, turned on the TV, and you have 8,000 channels, and there's still nothing to watch?
It's amazing. It's amazing you should say that. With all the options, I have found myself on a couple of occasions where I've gone through the entire gamut of channels, and there's still nothing.
Yeah,
it's sad.
You know, the average person, utilities tend to charge and add charges and tax, and they'll put another $5 here and another $10 there. And most of us don't check our bills every single month. We just pay them. And they're infamous for just charging you for all kinds of things that you don't use. So that, you know, you've got to get smart about these things. And then hack number three is just get a little app happy. A lot of folks really kind of steer clear of apps, but there are a handful of mobile apps that let you stream all kinds of content, totally legal. This includes news and sports. That's a lot. What holds a lot of people back from cutting cable is, well, what about my local news? What about my local sports? You can still get those with some of these apps to just about any device for a fraction of the cost of cable. The $200 cable, you know, versus a $1.99 app. It's really amazing. And then number four, and you mentioned this in the intro here, look for freebies. There are hidden freebies all around in the world of technology. One example is T-Mobile's new Netflix on Us deal that gets anyone who either has or gets a T-Mobile One unlimited data family plan, you just get free Netflix with it. So if you already are paying for a Netflix subscription, T-Mobile will pick up the cost on that, and that alone saves you $120 a year.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Now, is there any kind of catch here with T-Mobile, or is this just a straight-up savings, Jennifer?
This is just a straight-up savings. I mean, T-Mobile has gotten very aggressive in acting more like a startup tech company than a utility. And one of the ways that they're really delivering, you know, kind of putting the money where their mouth is kind of thing, is on this streaming service. This is the one thing people say they want, is they want a way to stream their shows, not pay a fortune. They don't want to go over on their data. Video streaming is one of the number one ways that people often go over their data, and then that's when you get that outrageous bill at the end of the month. So T-Mobile's taking care of that. So the way it works is if you get or have a T-Mobile One family plan with two or more lines, you get Netflix paid for by T-Mobile. So, you can use that subscription on any two screens in your home. That can be your mobile, your computer, your TV. It includes that unlimited data, so you don't worry about hitting a monthly data limit. They also have really fast speeds, so you can get the high definition. You can watch that, stream that over your devices, and that is all part of this deal, part of this plan. This isn't like a limited time offer. It's just the way that these plans come from now on.
Jennifer, how much fun for you is it these days as a tech and lifestyle expert? I mean, you get to beta test all these different things and just see how this technology is advancing. I mean, it is, and it is advancing at Mach 5 speed. You know, you think about just a couple of years ago, you know, we saw what was going to be happening with smartphones and how this was developing and everything. But, I mean, it is amazing where it is today compared to, like I said, 5 years ago. And then you wonder, you go, what's it going to look like 5 years from now?
Yeah, 5 years from now, I think, you know, we'll be streaming more and more entertainment on our wrists, on our rings. You know, we'll have really access glasses. You know, those have kind of started and stuttered along the way, the smart glasses. But it's that getting what we want, how we want it, when, where we want it. We'll just see more and more of that. You know, we saw with the Emmys, the streaming shows,
yes,
the Netflixes, the, you know, the Amazons. They're cleaning up out there in the world of entertainment. More startup companies, more tech companies are creating programming. Apple's getting into the game. Facebook's getting into the game. Carnival Cruises, they're creating new full-length shows.
It's all about content, you know, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Now what we need, Jennifer, we need an app to, you know, keep our kids behaving correctly. Okay, so we'll need to work on that. I'm sure there probably even is one that exists already. I just don't know about it because the development that's going on. As we wrap things up here, Jennifer Jolly, tell us where our listeners can go for all the information they need to know.
We'll find out all about how to cut the cable cord smartly and wisely at my website at techish.com, or for all of the official details about the T-Mobile Unlimited Netflix on us, go to T-Mobile.com.
Tech expert Jennifer Jolly on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Where's Yoda when you need him here? I'm expecting Yoda to come up with some bit of advice here that we could use for the empire here. Hey, very quickly, before we bring on John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute, I have a John Piper devotional book that we're giving away. The publisher was kind enough to send us some extra copies, so I want to bless you with it, okay? A great devotional if you're thinking about what you're going to do for the coming year. Devotion-wise, you might want to consider this. John Piper, The Satisfied Soul, Showing the Supremacy of God in All of Life, 120 Daily Meditations. You're going to love it. I have gone through this book. It is terrific. It is one of those centering-type devotionals, a little compilation of some previous books and some new stuff in there, too. But you will be blessed. All you got to do, drop me an email. Make sure you include your address, okay, because I got to know where to send it. Send it to bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and good luck to you, okay? Constitutional attorney, author John Whitehead joins us, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John, how are we doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, you've been warning us and sounding an alarm, it just seems, for decades now. And as you write in Battlefield America, The War on the American People, you got police forces across the U.S. transformed into extensions of the military. Towns and cities have become battlefields, and we, the American people, are now enemy combatants to be spied on, tracked, frisked, and searched. And this is what is happening in zip codes across our great country.
It's happening all across the country with 80,000 SWAT team raids now occurring across the country on an annual basis, where police are crashing down the doors in the middle of the night. Kids are getting shot. I had one local policeman who called me who had been for this, and he said he was shocked. He was going to look into stopping his SWAT team raids because he said that there was a SWAT team raid. They busted through the door, and there was a four-year-old kid on the floor playing with some kind of board game, and a policeman actually put a rifle to his head. He said, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. And it's, a lot of this in the training, they're trained to when they go through the door, to expect the worst, what they call the worst-case scenario, and you're seeing some real tragedies.
Well, and as you say in the book, this all started as an exchange. You know, our schools were getting out of control. We wanted to lower crime rates. And as a result of it, you get the unintended consequences of these doors opening to militarized police, zero tolerance policies in schools and SWAT team raids, as you say. And the shift has been so subtle that most of us have had no idea, except for those families that have been directly affected, right?
Right. And, you know, a lot of the statistics they were using were not actually true statistics. In fact, 2014, the FBI released a report showing the crime in America was at an all-time low. In 2013, the murder rate in America among citizens was the lowest in a century. In fact, another crazy thing is you see how the police are increasing patrols on highways now. Actually, fatalities have dropped greatly. So a lot of it's profit-driven because a lot of the equipment the police are using, large corporations are getting a lot of money from, and they work with the federal government. They have lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and it's all coming out of Washington, D.C., basically.
And this is the problem is, you know, you follow the money. And so how do you get the genie back in the bottle here, John?
The genie is really out of the bottle. You know, I've worked in and out of D.C. for 40 years. It's the point now where either people take over their local communities or they're really in trouble. You know, now people don't realize it, but major cities now have what they call knock and talk teams. Mm-hmm. Where the policemen are showing up in the middle of the night now, banging on the doors. And we have one case now we're petitioning the Supreme Court for where the police in Florida pursued a motorcyclist. They lost him, but they supposedly spotted the motorcycle in an apartment complex parking lot. They pull in and start questioning people, banging. And this is like at 1:30 a.m. in the morning on doors, and people are afraid they're coming to the door. They don't know who's there. And the policeman says, this next apartment, does that belong? The motorcycle belong to this guy? And one of the people said, no, it doesn't belong. His name was Andrew Scott. Mm-hmm. They then proceeded to bang on the door, you know, butting their guns against the door. And Andrew Scott thought he was awakened. He ran to the door. He actually grabbed his handgun. And the police saw him stand there. He started to run, by the way, and they shot him 6 times. There was actually a case recently where two people were working in the middle of the night at a church, believe it or not, on computers, and the police supposedly had a tip or some marijuana or whatever in the area. They surrounded the church, and one of the policemen saw two guys working on computers, and one of the guys jumped up when he saw the police peering through the window in the darkness of the night and shot him. There's been a lawsuit filed now to get damage on that case, but we have people getting shot in the face now, these knock and talks. That's one of the most aggressive things I've seen recently. And by the way, we put out a constitutional Q&A. People should go on our website. It's called Knock and Talk and look at it because, folks, if you hear banging on your door in the middle of the night, really be careful how you approach that door.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's what some in, you know, some people in our culture have experienced. That you're guilty at first until you prove you're innocent. That's if you live through the experience, as you say. And so, you know, you get some of these militarized, you know, police and the militarized psychology of law enforcement, you know, reigning and carrying a heavy hand here, you know, and you can make mistakes. And, you know, meanwhile, you're dead.
And the thing is, a lot of times when you're hearing the banging on the door, the police do not announce that they're the police. They're just banging on the door.
Right.
Normal people are going to wake up and wonder. They're going to grab a knife, those kind of things. Recently, a guy grabbed a shotgun, and he came to the door, and knowing it was the police, they shot him in the face. They're responding. They have the guns. They're drawn. And the crazy thing is, a lawyer I know, a really well-respected civil liberties lawyer, got in an argument and poked somebody in the chest. And he was accused of assault and battery. Believe it or not, he just poked the guy in the chest.
Yeah.
1:30 in the morning, the six police cars arrive at his home, surround his home. This is a well-respected man they know who does not have a gun. And did the knock and talk and banged on his door. But listen, if you know the history of the country, we have a Fourth Amendment. The people who wrote our Constitution had a Bill of Rights. They said we want to protect. And this Fourth Amendment was to protect against things. The British were crashing into homes in the middle of the night, and slamming people to the ground, shooting them and killing them, just like we're seeing today. So we have a Fourth Amendment that says you can't step on anybody's property unless you have a warrant. You know, or real clear evidence of a crime, and in the middle of the night. And so So there are a lot of people who are fearful. So I would say get up, you'll know your rights. We have, like I say, a constitutional Q&A on the knock and talk issue. And be sure, and I'd say, folks, if you have any inkling that it's, if you see us, a policeman, drop that gun and lay down on the floor. That's what I'm telling people.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to, and you got to make sure you turn lights on, you know, just like what my dad taught us, you know, if you get pulled over, you turn the lights on in the, inside the car, you make sure the police can see your hands so that there's no threat whatsoever. Because when the police come in and they have a gun, they are the alpha dog and you are not. And if you think you're the alpha dog, you're going to find out something different real quick, aren't you?
Well, you're shooting people, unarmed people in a church. And the problem is the way the training align. I talked to some officers who teach in the academies. They say they're teaching the worst case scenario basically now.
Wow.
In other words, the police are expected. They're expecting the worst case scenario. They're up against an armed terrorist or whatever. And most of the time, it's just average citizens who may own a firearm or bring a knife to the door. And I think you're right. Turn on the lights and say, who's there, before you even approach the door, hoping that there will be a response. And if you don't hear a response, like I said, and you know it's the police, but if you don't know it's not the police, get on that phone and call 911 right away.
Exactly. Well, I know, John, that the Rutherford Institute has been rather aggressive on this. And as you just stated earlier, you've petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to rein in this aggressive behavior, haven't you?
Yes, and the court's already ruled, basically, in one case, that there's nothing, no problem with the knock-and-talk procedure. So it's an uphill battle in the courts, because the courts operate within the system very, very clearly. So, as I say, you can change it at the local level. You can set up civil liberties oversight boards, and you can stop the knock-and-talk in your local towns if you, as citizens, take action like the founding fathers did, and you can change your local communities, and that's how it can be done. Otherwise, there's not a lot you can do.
Well, this is what you know. We appreciate so much about what John's doing and the Rutherford Institute, and that's why you need to go to their website, get informed on Knock and Talk, be an activated citizen. If this doesn't outrage you, let me tell you, you don't want to be outraged. On the other end of a knock and talk experience, there's something about it. You can do something about it now. So go to the website, get informed, get educated on it, activate yourself and do something, you know, for your family and your community. And also while you're there, make sure you support what the Rutherford Institute is doing. They have a donate button there. John's too humble. He's not going to ask, and I wouldn't expect him to do this. So on their behalf, I'm going to be the pitch man for him and say, look, they're doing a lot of great things on behalf of we the people. He argues and supports the Constitution. So we love John and respect him for that and all their hard work that they do. So go to the website, donate, get informed, stay in touch. And, John, you're constantly in touch with the people that subscribe, right?
Yes, sir. Rutherford.org. And, again, education precedes action, effective action.
Yep, exactly. That's what this is all about. John, as always, appreciate the insight and the encouragement and all the great work that you're doing there with the Rutherford Institute. All our best to everybody, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on Bill Martinez Live, check it out. Also, hey, I can tell you that we do have the petition up for Christian Saucier. It is a petition that we're going to present to our president, the commander-in-chief, President Donald J. Trump, on behalf of Christian Saucier. Then-candidate Trump had said during the campaign that he believed this was unfair and suggested that there would be a pardon coming. And we want to do everything we can to encourage that said pardon. So go to our website and sign the petition.
SellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store
store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.